Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in. Thank you to our friends at Total Expert for sponsoring today's episode. Total Expert is the purpose-built customer engagement platform for modern financial institutions. Trusted by hundreds of financial services enterprises, Total Expert turns customer data into actionable insights that help marketing and sales teams engage and guide consumers through complex financial decisions. Fusing digital touchpoints and human interactions, Total Expert humanizes the customer journey to create better financial outcomes, build deeper relationships, and win customers for life. Visit TotalExpert.com to learn more.
All right, we're back with another episode of Lending Forward. I've got my co-host with me today. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
How's it going?
Excited to be here.
I feel like we haven't done an episode together in a hot.
I know. I'm wearing the swag that you sent me, so thank you very much.
And we're joined today with Kyle Draper. I feel like Kyle's a part of the Atlantic Bay family at this point. You've been on the podcast a couple times. You're in and around Atlantic Bay. But Kyle, thank you so much for joining Lending Forward today.
Yes, I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I want to just kick it off because we were talking about earlier, I think everybody knows you at this point, but there are a handful that might not, and they might not know, you know, your full story and where you came from and how you became the Kyle Draper that, you know, a lot of loan officers know today. So if you don't mind, can you give us a little background on
Yeah.
who you are, where you came from? All that good stuff.
Of course. I'm Kyle Draper. And Hannah, I bet there's still more people that don't know me in our industry than do. You know, if we're being honest. But
you're
anyway.
So humble.
I'm a Texas kid. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth, and I have a wild road to getting here. I was a pastor for 10 years, all through my 20s. And at the time, I was a fifth generation pastor. So I thought that was my life. I was committed to that for forever. And then as life works, I felt like God told me to go be a businessman with the heart of a pastor. And so I did what everybody would love to do. And I went from like a very high esteemed role as pastor where people were like, wow, tell me more, to roofing. Where people were like, stop talking to me, right? Because no one likes roofers. And so I jumped into the roofing world and started a roofing company with my dad and my brother and moved to a state where I knew no one. I would never recommend starting a new business in a place where you don't know anybody. It's horrifying and awful.
It's gotta be scary.
But that's what we did. And so I got a crash course to sales and marketing and networking and building relationships and using social media. And at the time, Facebook Live had just come out. And so I'm just dumb enough to go, well, I'll get on the rooftops of houses and like go live on Facebook and see what happens. And I remember like coming home and my wife's like, I saw you on a roof. Like, what does that like make us money? Like, what are you? And there was a season where I was like, not exactly, but maybe, you know, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what not to do. And so I was just trying anything. And ultimately what happened is I connected with a ton of realtors. I realized how bad they were at social media. And so I pivoted and was like, man, if I can teach classes to realtors, build trust, earn rapport, it's going to lead to good things. And one thing led to another. And then I'm traveling the country teaching. And then people are like, Kyle Draper's an expert on social media. And it's like, how did I get here?
Did you go viral on Facebook Live?
I didn't ever go. So, you know, going viral is such an interesting thing because everybody's ego wants it, but nobody's business could actually handle it. And so I guess you could say I went viral for what I needed. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is there was a hellstorm that came, like we were 8 months into doing this stuff of no clue if any of this is working. I'm not making any money. And then a hellstorm came through Oklahoma City. I did a video like at 5 a.m. that morning, and 100 shares later, which again, I don't know if that's viral or not, but it was viral for me and my little bitty roofing business. I got 100 inbound leads in the next 24 hours. Phone calls, emails, text messages, DMs. And it was more than I could handle. And so it felt like my viral moment. And it just took me down this path of, man, I think I've figured something out in this marketing world. And I don't see a lot of other people teaching it that are the so-called experts. And that led to coaching realtors. And then lenders started sponsoring my classes. Mm. And then they're listening to me going, I can apply 99% of what I listen to you teach realtors. Have you ever taught lenders this stuff? No. Guys, my secret, I guess it's not a secret because I tell people this, like, I don't ever know what I'm doing. I just love people. I don't know how to be dishonest, and I'm always teachable. And that's kind of the way I live my life and the way I navigate business. And so I looked up and was like, oh my gosh, now I'm teaching lenders how to do this stuff. And that's where I've been for the last few years. And
your wife was happy that you were finally making some money, right?
That's right. Yeah. You know, she'd always like it to be more, Bill, yeah. but you know, I remember. So I taught hundreds of times for free over a couple of years in Oklahoma. And so when people are like, dude, you're killing it right now, speaking all over the place, like, what's your secret? Like, you don't want to know my secret because it involves being broke for a really long time. But I remember probably 8 years ago, somebody offered me $100 to come teach a class. And I remember calling my wife going, honey, somebody's paying me $100. I would do this for free because I love it so much. And she was like, you're an idiot. Like, what are we supposed to do with $100?
Yeah.
But I was so excited because once you're paid for anything, you can be considered an expert of that thing.
I like it. Hey, you touched on something, and I know we're going to jump around a little bit, but one of the things that you said, Kyle, is when you said kind of like you went viral or viral for you, right? It was what your business could handle. As a lot of people are out there on social, trying to make social work, trying to get everyone to, you know, like, share, all that stuff. So when it happened for you and all of a sudden, you know, after the hailstorm, were you in the mindset of like, hey, I'm doing this because I want something to happen? Like, I want leads to come in. Or it's just like when that moment happened, were you prepared for it and like, oh yeah, this is what I wanted, and now I'm going to work those leads? Or were you just like so caught up and enamored that, you know, that you had gotten the attention from it?
Bill, it's a great question. I'm not smart enough to have prepared on purpose for anything, right? There's no track record in my life of, wow, Kyle, you were so prepared for that. No one's ever accused me of being prepared for anything. And so all I knew is that I'd spent a lot of time like building what I call relational currency with people. And what that is, and I wrote about that in my purple book, is like my willingness to just invest in people with no ulterior motive and with no expectation of anything back. I had built up hundreds of people that felt like they owed me. And so on that morning when that hailstorm hit and I post that video, what I accidentally did is I cashed in a bunch of my relational currency, and it all came at once. And I think that's what I was not prepared for. But looking back, that's what happened. Yeah. And I think that's where most LOs get it wrong, is they go, oh, shoot, I need deals. I'm going to post about it online. Mm. But they're posting to a desert.
Good.
Because there's nothing of value there for their people to care about. And so that's why when people realize, like, if you would just show up every once in a while as a human being, right? Like, we jumped on this before you hit record, Hannah, and you're like, how was March Madness? Well, the only reason you know that is because I post about taking my daughter, and then my dad went with us for round 2. And I can't tell you how many people have been in my DMs going, man, how was it? Did Everly love it? And none of that directly equates to business, but it's all little bitty pieces of relational currency, and it's a dollar here and $3 here. And over time, that all adds up. And most people just aren't willing to slow down enough to build that currency up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would totally agree with that. I think that, as you know, Hannah and I have been in the challenging world of trying, yes, to create adoption, and you're trying, you know, she's trying to get me to be better, which is a very long road. So we won't even go down that road.
That's secretly why we're talking to Kyle.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. This is a therapy session.
Yeah. And if we could go backwards, I'm surprised you didn't give me props. Every time that I've seen you, you've had a hat on. So I wore mine today. I dressed up specially for you, and you didn't even acknowledge it.
You know, I did think it. I did think, man, I've never seen Bill in a hat. I appreciate him wearing a hat today.
Hey, thinking it is half the battle.
So you do. But that's a great point. And this isn't why you said that, but I think this is important to teach on. Don't we think way more nice things? We might think way more mean things too, but I think so many nice things that I never say out loud to people.
Yeah.
And I think one of the magic pieces to social is I can scroll Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, and I could see a post from Hannah and in my head go, that's so awesome. I'm so proud of her. But I don't actually stop and put it in the comments.
Mm. Right, right.
And so I think we think we're doing a good job because we're thinking it while we're looking at the screen, but we're missing out on all those little relational moments. We're just popping in and going, Bill, sweet hat, bro. Like in the moment, that doesn't feel like anything. But if that allowed me to consume your mind for 3 seconds, I do that 5 or 6 times. And now you might talk to an LO and you go, do you know Kyle Draper? And the only reason you think about me is because I complimented your hat the other day. And well, so when you think it, say it.
Right.
In real life and online. And everything's going to be better because of it.
I'm sorry
I didn't say it out loud to you because I should have.
That's all right. It stung a little bit, but, you know, I recover quickly, so.
I also don't recognize hats that are forward.
That was the old thing, yes.
So when I see the bill, I'm like, what is that thing hanging off the front of
right.
that?
Why is he wearing it? Why is he wearing it the wrong way?
You're wearing it wrong, man.
That's a good call. But I think you kind of just nailed a little bit of the challenge that Bill and I do find is a lot of mortgage bankers get lost or confused, or I don't even know the word, of how do I act on social? And, you know, putting that relational currency idea together of like you act on social the way you act in person. If you shake right. someone's hand or you know, you say nice shirt or nice hair, you can do that the exact same way on social. And I think there's been so much noise. You have to post 3 times a day and you have to put 26 right. words in your post and it has to be a bit, you know, let's just calm down and get back to social media was built to build relationships. And I think that's what exactly I like right. that you coach on so much is that it's just relationships.
And the saddest part about this is all the LOs are struggling, and I don't even believe it's their fault because most of them didn't do social media at all.
Yeah.
Or they had it, but it was to keep up with aunts and uncles and grandkids and nieces and nephews, right? Like, but then the business, the mortgage company said, hey, you can go make money on social media. And so when it's introduced as a business tool, the filter we run every post through is it a business post? And it's a subliminal filter, so we don't think about it like that, but that's how we see it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you think about if I, my youngest is almost 2. Well, if I started teaching her from birth that a dog was actually a cat and a cat was actually a dog, she would grow up thinking a cat was a dog and a dog was a cat. And so we've perverted what social media was designed for by the way we introduce it into the community. And so like I chose the hardest job ever because I don't just get to teach something. I have to go deep enough to let you reframe how you've always seen it. And for the LOs that go, oh my gosh, Kyle's right. Social media is an extension of my relationships. So if I would talk to Bill about football, if we were at a bar together, mm-hmm. why would I not also talk about football on Facebook? Right. And so once that clicks, social media gets so much easier because then like we're not dealing with compliance because you shouldn't even be posting about that stupid crap anyway. That would be a concern of compliance. No one cares. No one wants to know what compliance thinks about anything. And so we want people to be real people. And so it's a completely different mindset and it doesn't change overnight. And so I've been committed for years and we're committed through our coaching company to like really beat people over the head with this until it makes sense.
Can you stay on that? And this is the hard part when Ann and I are both on the same show together is we're both going to have like a million questions and we're going to try and get them all.
I'm so ADD. I love the fact that none of this probably makes sense in the flow of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a lot, but I think for our listeners, they'll get a lot of it as well. But stay on that topic. The way that you just kind of phrased it, I think was perfect that, you have to reshape how they see it, but you have to first understand how are they seeing social media. And we know all the stuff that's going on, right? Everybody wants to be an influencer. Everybody wants, so many likes, so many shares, so many, yep. all of the things. So where it's now, where it seems like it has just grown to this powder keg, how are you helping people like, seriously, like kind of condense that back?
Yeah.
Down. Here's how you really, like, if you're telling me you want to use this for your business or you're telling me how you want to use this here, here's how you go about that. So how are you shaping that for them?
So the easiest way I've found to do it, and if y'all think of an easier way, I'm open to shifting the way I do it. But for me, I love asking people first, how many deals do you want to do? In 2025, how many deals do you want to do? 40, 80, 120, 300, whatever it is. And then I ask them, roughly, how many friends, followers, connections do you already have across social media? 1,200, 3,000, 8,000, right? Whatever it is. What's interesting is everyone answers that question embarrassed. Oh, I only have 2,500, right? Like they're a loser. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want to do 100 loans? And you already know 2,500 people? I'm not great at math, but it feels like you're already winning. That's way more people than you need to do a loan with. And then when I add in, oh, how many realtor partners did you say you'd love to have this year? 7? And you already have 800 of them on your social media? Tell me again why you're trying to beat down the doors of all these strangers. When you already have rapport with some of these people, you've just never gone about it the right way. And so my start, Bill, is like helping them understand that data doesn't lie. You want to do 100 deals, you already know 2,500 people. Why are we overcomplicating social media? Why do you need to get to 10,000 followers? Why are you trying to go viral? Because you already have more than you'll ever need. Because we haven't even exponentially gone, well, how many friends do those 2,500 have? 100 each? And so now we're dealing with 25,000 people? Or is that 250,000 people? I don't know. I'm not great with math. But this is, Bill, where we have to start. And so where this leads is to the part that nobody likes, which is this. Social media has given us the most simplistic way of an ego stroke ever. Because when I feel down in the dumps, I can post a picture of me and my wife, and I'm married way up, and she's way better looking than me, and it's going to get 100 likes, and I can go, yay, people love me. And I get an ego stroke like that. Well, that gets contagious, and it's a drug. And so then we start chasing the ego, And if I'm chasing my ego, I'm not adding value to people. And so this is, again, this is why me having been a pastor is so helpful, because this is therapy. Like, I have to teach people that you are way too into yourself, bro. And as long as you are, you will not post things of value, because the things of value are probably not going to be the things that go viral. And so it's this process, right? And then we get into, hey, do you get asked about earnest money a lot? To which every LO says, oh my gosh, all the time. Well, why don't you do a video talking about earnest money? Oh, that's a great idea. Wow. And I'm going to say that, and you've already said it, but they're going to think it's cool when I say it. And then, Bill, they're going to get home where I am not. And that little voice in their head's going to go, you're going to do a video about earnest money? That's so lame. Like, you're cool. Like, you're not even 40. And then their ego isn't going to do it. Their ego's going to talk them out of an earnest money video because it's going to get 9 views. But what if one of those 9 views is a potential buyer?
Mm-hmm.
Or a potential realtor partner who just got screwed over by their last LO and they're looking for someone new, and they go, man, I love the way Hannah did that video. She's such a great educator. She'd be a perfect fit to work with some of my buyers. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks like this. They just go, ugh. Okay, Hannah, what do I post on social media today? Because you said I have to. And as long as it remains a have to, it will never be of any value to anybody.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. Hannah, I'm going to talk about shows, so I'm giving it back to you.
Yeah, I want to go. I'm going to flip it a little bit, and I might be directing this at Bill a little bit. But, like, what about those people that are like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do social media. I don't need social media. I've done my business, and Bill doesn't do this. But it's easy to pick on.
That was so hateful.
I know. But we do. I mean, we do have, we have people that I know, there's other LOs out there hopefully listening that they've done their business the same way for, you know, however many years. They've done it well, and they just don't see the benefit.
So I have several different approaches, and I try to gauge every time I prepare this answer, I try to gauge how well will my sarcasm be received? Because I'm very sarcastic. And so if I feel like, so there's two types of people. If I feel like you're teachable, or I just feel like you're an a-hole, then my response is, then why don't you go trade that truck in of yours for that horse that people used to have? And they look at me like, what? And I go, there were a lot of people back when Henry Ford created that Model T. They were like, what are you doing, man? These horses are great. We can connect them to a wagon and we can put our stuff back there. Like, why on earth are you even doing this? And then as those Model Ts went vrooming by them, they had to go, oh, man, I was wrong. That's actually way better. And it's the same thing to me, is that we have a ton of loan officers now that all they ever had to do was be a loan officer. And so they hang their hat on, I'm incredible at the loan. And that may be true, but in 2025, you're not a lender first anymore. You're a marketer first. And if you don't know how to market yourself, nobody cares how great you are at doing the loan if you don't have anybody to do the loan for. And the reality is, Hannah, there will always be people that go, I'm not doing it. And there will be people that are teachable that may be slow to adoption, but they will ultimately get there. And where I try to bridge the gap now is, instead of trying to make it about social media, I try to make it about adapting and adopting technology. And so I'll say, okay, Mr. Old School Lender, what if you just started recording one-to-one videos as follow-up for some of your clients? And that feels a little bit safer, because what they're really not saying is, I'm afraid of this. They're using the excuse they don't think it works, but the reality is they're afraid of it. And the minute I can get a 65-year-old lender that's never really done social to send a video to someone and they get that response from them that was like, this is so cool. Thank you so much for sending the video. Now they go, oh, this is actually a better way to communicate. And that helps bridge the gap to, well, we can basically put steroids on this by putting this on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're more likely to adopt.
I like how you touched on that too, because being on here, I'm not going to come off as I'm where Hannah is, or you know, I'm definitely not in your world, you know, either. But I am coachable. I think that the part of
you put a couple of videos out. I've
there
seen
you go. That come on. Like I said, I am coachable.
We're on video right now.
Put me in the game. But when you talk about, you know, I think when you talk about social and social media, a lot of times people are just focused on social media. It's like, oh my God, you're telling me I've got to go on and be on Facebook and be on TikTok and do all these things, and that's not my world. But like you just touched on before, it's the social world. It's the social network of even taking that one-to-one video and sending it to the customer. That's still in the same space. So if you feel better, you know, more confident and safer in that space, let's show you how to do that better and make those connections. Am I kind of speaking
truth on that?
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. If y'all had an LO that y'all are like, Kyle, this woman has been doing this 30 years. She doesn't even have a Facebook account. We can't get her to do anything. My first approach would be, how big is your book of business? How long has it been since you've done a good follow-up with any of your past clients? And let's just record a simple video. And if they're willing to, on the video, to even say, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm doing. Can you see me? Just want to check in. I hope you guys are doing well. I'd love to catch up soon. Just that could result in 5 or 6 conversations that lead directly to buyers, that indirectly lead to them sending you one of their neighbors because you came top of mind on a Tuesday, and on Thursday, their neighbor said they're moving. And because you sent the one-to-one video Tuesday, they're able to go, oh, if you don't know a lender, I got to introduce you to Bill. He's incredible. And so we're just, most of these like social media coaches, a lot of them aren't patient enough to like help figure out that everybody's route to the solution may not look the same. And so we've got to be willing to like have the conversation, ask a few questions, as opposed to saying, if you're not willing to do social media, get out of here. Because in that example, I think there's probably 50 deals to be had in a pipeline the size of someone that's been doing this for 2 or 3 decades without ever touching social media.
Yeah. And I think you touched on it and we talked a little bit about it before we hit record, but you know, knowing who you are and knowing the value of your story is a lot more important than I think a lot of us realize. And
yeah,
you know, even during your intro, I mean, you went all the way back,
yep,
to when you were a pastor and then a roofer. And, you know, that's who Kyle Draper is. And that's how he got to where he is. And I think a lot of us forget that. And we just go straight into, I'm a loan originator and I'm here to do your loan. And there's no other pieces of our life.
Right.
So do you mind talking to us a little bit about just in order to build that relationship, or relational currency? I mean, like you have to,
yeah,
have more pieces than just your,
yeah, life. So I'm gonna go a little bit deeper than we went before we hit record. So what's interesting to me is our ego is present in our present, right? Like that's where our ego lives. My ego doesn't live in my past because I've got pains back there that have taught me like, oh, I wasn't a great husband in that season, or I wasn't a great business owner. And so that's why most of the time when we connect with people, we don't connect about our present. Because if Bill's doing better than me, my ego has a hard time truly cheering for him if I'm not also at that same level. But we always have the ability to connect about our past. And that's why we love telling stories. And so if I'm talking to a lender that says, yeah, I've been doing this 20 years, my first question is always, but what'd you do before? And most of them are not prepared for that because it's been 20 years since they've talked about whatever that was. But what we know is if you say, yeah, 20 years ago before I got into lending, I was a school teacher. If somebody else used to be a school teacher, they're instantly going to go, oh, really? What grade did you teach? And now y'all are talking about non-business things, but you're creating trust, which is going to lead to business opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everybody I coach to, like, your story needs to involve where you've come from, because there's a connection piece in there for everybody. And our brains tell us, like, man, Kyle, you haven't been a pastor for 12 years. I was a pastor for 10. I haven't been one for 12. So it would make sense that, like, that just becomes a thing of the past that nobody really knows about anymore. But that's the connection piece that people go, what? You used to be a pastor and now you coach on social media? Like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. But if I just was like, hey, I'm Kyle Draper, I'm a social media coach. Mm-hmm. Like, that, nobody, no one cares. No one woke up today wanting to meet a new social media coach. Just like nobody woke up today going, man, I need another lender in my life. And so we've got to give people enough to want to connect. And it's typically not in our present. It's from our past.
Do you think it's also, is it 100%? I guess it might be the same thing when you say it's like to connect, but is it also kind of what sets you apart in the room? So like say, if you do have 50 lenders in a room and you've got that customer coming in, they probably are going to look for that connection of the person that thinks the way they do, lived where they lived, you know, had the story or the journey that they had. So somehow we have to show them that to, you know, give them the opportunity to make the connection.
Yeah, that is the only desire of every conversation is how quickly can I make a connection? Or how quickly can I realize there's not a connection so that when this conversation is over, I'm never talking to Hannah again, right? Like, we either want the opportunity to grow or we want to know it's over. And so we're looking to connect. I'm trying to remember what the, you shouldn't start into something you can't remember the name of it because that's bad for what we're doing right now. I'm going to remember it while we're talking, but there is an AI platform that for $50 a month, it's integrated with LinkedIn. And you take, like, if I knew I was meeting with Hannah for the first time on Monday, I could go take her URL from her LinkedIn, plug it into this AI, and it spits out what it believes her DISC assessment is based on her profile, the things she's posting about. It gives me, like, things to say to her and not to say to her based on what they believe her personality is. Like, this is the level that we have to get to now because it's not the 90s anymore,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like, in the 90s, somebody was like, I need to buy a house. Well, I better call a lender. And whoever somebody says, like, they're on the phone with them 3 minutes later. But now the noise is so loud, like, we've got to do things to set us apart. And understanding personalities and understanding your unique value proposition that's beyond mortgage, those are all the things that either connect with people or sniff people out. When I say I used to be a pastor, if you're an atheist, maybe that's a turnoff. And that's a risk I'm willing to take because it also gives me a great depth of connection with others.
Right.
And so
true to being, to who you are as well, right? Your story is your story. It's not going to, it's not going to change unless you decide, you know, you want to lie about it, but that is your story. So, I mean, Kyle, what's the, from your chair, right? You pour into people all the time. What's the success? Like, when do you feel that aha moment to where, like, man, I made a difference with that person, whether it's big, small, whatever, what are those wins that you look to have, when you're working with our group or any other group?
So I believe in simple wins. I think a lot of people create these big wins, and then if you fall short, you think you're a failure. And so my favorite win is when an LO texts me and goes, I did a video. I did my first video. And just the elation. I mean, you might as well have thought they ran a marathon, but all they did was a 14-second video that they sent to their sister, you know? But it's so telling. The joy that they exude when they tell me that is so telling of the pain that they've experienced and their inability to do it.
Yeah.
And so the fear that instantly is removed, it opens them up to so much opportunity now, because I just refuse to believe that anybody that says, oh, I don't think social media is worth it. I think they're lying, right? Unless they're just an idiot, but I don't think most people are. And so seeing the unlock in people that just doing one video does for them, like, that's my favorite thing. I get tagged in a video on Facebook, right? Because I spoke at an event and somebody's like, I'm gonna do a video. And I go, you better tag me in it when you do it. I mean it. I'm not just saying it. And so when I get tagged in it and I go see it, it brings me great joy to go, they have no idea what this is unlocking in their life. Because most people, I don't think, get this, but like, fear of anything can result in fear of everything. And so when you have such a barrier that you're not even willing to grab a phone and hold it in front of your face, it is so telling of much larger issues in your life. And this is where Pastor Kyle starts to come out, you know. if you don't have enough confidence in yourself to do this, what are the other areas in your life that you're missing it? Because that same fear is raising its ugly head. And so watching people overcome that, what feels like such a simple moment, it's just one video. It's not just one video. It's the first step in a big equation that's going to take them to new places in life that they've never been before. And so that's what I love the most.
That was probably one of the best answers I've gotten to a question a long time. So, I'll let you kind of take
it. I practiced that. I practiced that answer a lot. So I'm glad that I was able to nail it.
You nailed it.
He knew you were going to ask that one.
That's right.
Kyle, I know this is a little off topic, but I mean, you have done so much to help our industry, and you've got, I mean, like, I know not everyone's watching this, but you've got 4 books behind you that you have written. They're all very bright. I've read the green one and I have the red one. I haven't read it yet. Full disclosure. But I loved the green one. And you've given so many resources. Do you mind kind of talking through each book? I know we're kind of coming up on time, but talking through each book, the thought behind it, the goal behind it. And for the listeners that haven't read it, if they were to go to Amazon today and buy one, which one should they buy?
Well, that's a loaded question. That's like asking me, Hannah, like, which one of your kids is your favorite? If they were all 3 drowning and you could only save one, like, what a horrible question.
Oh, you went dark. You went dark with that.
Which one would you say first? My first book was The Purple Book, which is Rethink Everything You Know About Social Media. It is the DNA of who I am as a human being, why I coach, how I coach. And so it's the greatest way for somebody to want to know if they even want to know more about me. That's the best book to start with. It also will unlock some things that are stuck for your ability to use social media. But when I wrote that book, people started saying, I love the title, Rethink Everything, because that's right. Like, we should be like that in life. I should always be willing to take on a new perspective and rethink something. And so the vision that ended up coming to me was, I want this to be the new age book for dummies, because I'm 42. I've never seen anybody challenge Book for Dummies. There's thousands of them. And I thought, man, could we not take a more positive spin on, hey, dummy, want to learn about this? You know, buy this book. And so that led to the green book, which is for mortgage, which led to the orange book, which is for real estate, which led to the Red Book, which is about CRMs. And my goal is to put out at least 10 books a year until we get to 300.
Wow.
And it is a big goal, but I'm a big dreamer. And the beauty of the way we do these is, like, I've only written the purple one. My name is on the cover of the green one. It probably shouldn't be. We partnered with 39 people across the mortgage industry. The orange book is written by a guy that's been in the real estate space 40 years. And then the red book was written by like 15 different people that are a part of different CRM companies. And so most of the books are designed to be very collaborative in nature, because I don't think any one person is smart enough to be the end all be all of anything. And so we've got 6 books coming out in the next 8 weeks. And I want to tackle everything under the sun. I want somebody to write a book about. And it's so much fun. And we're going to see what happens with it.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I think we are about time.
I know, Kyle, we could have talked to you for forever, but thankfully we've got some more time with you later on. But
that's right.
We can't let you leave the podcast without asking how you plan on lending it forward for the rest of 2025.
You know, my big thing is always, am I giving everything away? I think we've been taught to, man, keep your best things tight to your chest. Like, don't give it all away until you get people close to you. And what I've learned is that my life goes better for me when I treat everything as free. And because when I do, it makes people want me more. And so that's what it is for me in 2025, is whether it's success or failure, that I am putting it all out there on social, giving it all away, and then just being available to people that need a shoulder to cry on, that need a high five. That's the only thing that I need to grade myself to lending it forward.
That's fantastic. You definitely practiced for today, because you've nailed all the questions. You put up with all of them, both me and Hannah. We greatly appreciate having you on, and definitely consider you a friend of the show, and looking forward to doing some great things with you this year. And what's the best way for our audience to find out more about Kyle and reach out to you?
I'm KyleDraper.com on the internet. I'm Coach Kyle Draper on social media. You can find anything you'd want from either of those places.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being with us. We appreciate everybody listening in, tuning in. And Hannah, thanks for doing this with me again. It was a blast.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.